You are listening to Affirmations for Living with Edvige, where each week you're invited to join in our upbeat discussion as we look deeper into spiritually based principles that can change your life. We know that change can open doorways to new beginnings, and we are dedicated to helping you make the changes needed to improve your life. And now, here is your host, Reverend Dr. Edvige. Hello, everyone, and welcome in once again to Affirmations for Living. And of course, I am your host, Dr. Edvige. And as you know, it is my pleasure to bring amazing people to you each and every week. And it is my goal, it truly is my desire to bring you tools to empower and uplift and inspire you to be the best that you can be. To help take control of your life, to help you understand that everything you're experiencing is because that's what you're vibrating. And so how do we change that? How do we move from that place of limitation to abundance? And so that's what the show is about, affirming a better way of living. And of course, if you like what you hear, please tell your friends, spread the word. You can find me on affirmationsforliving.net, as well as a couple of new websites that I'm working on and excited. I'll be sharing that with you in the next couple of weeks. And if you haven't already downloaded my free app that's Awakened, please do so, because that way you can stay up to date with everything that's going on. And friend me on Facebook, because I would love to hear from you what you'd like to talk about. And so without further ado, my guest today is Philip Collins. He's been on once before. He is one of the co-founders of the Angel News Network. Philip brings a multidimensional background into being one of the co-founders of the Angel News Network and founder of the Angel News Network as a teacher, a life coach, an author, a poet, a filmmaker. I should just say a Renaissance man, really. And so he has a new book out. And it's fascinating. It's called The Happiness Handbook. And it's about being present. It's clearly being present is the present. And so welcome, and Philip, thank you for joining me again today.
It's great to be with you again. Always great to be in this energy of change and tools and affirmations for a better way, right?
Yeah, that's what it's about. You know, the more we do the work and the more we raise our vibration and add to the light, the more we help. So,
yeah, there's such a synchronistic energy between your intentions and the Angel News Network, which is, you know, our mission is to bring messages of the divine realm to Earth in order to raise the vibration of humanity, and to thus in turn raise the vibration of the world. And that's change, and accepting that change and giving tools as you are developing in your programs and your websites to allow people to have those tools. And how great we are to be living with an era where so many tools and messages and teachings are available to us to assist us and help us. It's really astounding.
It truly is. I mean, when you think about it, you know, I actually did an interview myself last night, a 2.5-hour interview. I was surprised that I still had so much to say after 2 hours. But it was fascinating. And there were doctors on, MDs, and all sorts of people asking me questions. And it's just amazing to see a diverse group of people waking up and having, you know, their own experiences and really understanding what this is all about and how it's by choice. And yeah, it's just wonderful to be able to share like this. So,
yeah, and a lot of these organizations, I'm part of a holistic nurses association with some hospital systems down here and interfacing with some doctors as well and some medical professors and some of the medical schools down here. I'm located in Southeast Florida. And they're really beginning to realize that the system isn't totally satisfying the needs of the patient. So they're really beginning to get open to other pieces of information to assist in healing and have things be more comprehensive and integrated, which is really great. And that's happening in almost every endeavor of humanity, whether it's medicine or religion, government or corporations and all these entities that are really sort of the controlling elements in humanity. And I think they're all sort of opening up a little more than they ever have before, so that's the good news.
Well, you know, because it's about becoming conscious. And so business needs to, they need to shift a little bit and become conscious businesses, you know. Really, you know, it's so funny because all those years, everyone talks about customer service, but really there hasn't been customer service. And when you really shift it and become more consciously aware and then put the customer service angle to it, boy, what a shift that's going to make when that starts to happen. So, yeah, there's so much that's happening and so much still to go. So it's beautiful to actually be in the midst of it and adding the energy to it, because as we have these conversations, we're giving it the light and the energy for that change to take place. And so that's what's wonderful when people say, well, what can one person do? Just by giving your positive thoughts and energy to something, to the change and not the problem, then you help the change.
Yeah, I mean, I have in the prologue of this new book, The Happiness Handbook, being present is the present, and this phrase is a presence to set us free to be happy. And I say one of the most important challenges facing humanity during these times of governmental, religious, corporate, and cultural change is the acknowledgement that support is coming and has always come from higher realms outside the human experience, awareness, and mind. We live in a world that thinks if it cannot see something or prove its existence through our own sciences and senses, it does not exist and can't be true. New multiverse, as opposed to universe, sciences and phrases in this book intend to create new truths. Remember that we once thought the world was flat. So I think through things not working and collapsing, that gives us the opportunity to come in to help them create a new paradigm, which is really great.
Absolutely. So before we get too far into the book, once again, tell our audience a little bit about your background, because it's just pretty amazing, quite honestly.
Well, I started in the advertising industry in the heyday of Madison Avenue at Young & Rubicam Advertising, which was the number one rated advertising creatively and billing-wise worldwide. And the whole Mad Ad television program was really focused around that particular agency. And from there, I segued into film school in New York, NYU Film School. And actually, Martin Scorsese was my teacher, and really learned the craft of filmmaking and began working in commercial production companies, because that was my background, was advertising. And ended up, the synchronicity and the opportunities were wonderful. I ended up putting together a company called Fairbanks Films, and we ended up with the greatest, most talented film directors in the world, Tony and Ridley Scott, Truffaut, Helmut Newton. I mean, it was just amazing the people we were able to ensemble in that company. And then I went on to work with the director of marketing of George Lucas's Industrial Light Magic. We set up a commercial division to deal with the advertising industry and to bring the whole digital age into America and the world. I worked with Steve Jobs at Apple to really introduce the personal computer age with a spot called 1984. It was also Orwell's book, 1984, and it just showed how Big Brother was taking things over. And that spot is still considered, I think, one of the most successful, intriguing commercials ever made. And simultaneous to all of that, I was being led to have an avocation of alternative healing, getting into alternative pharmacy and acupuncture and then ultimately energetic work, Reiki, light ascension, you know, hands-on healing. And from that training, which was really, I was trained through a channel named Robert Baker, largely New York City, through that I began channeling myself and connecting with frequencies, inner earth frequencies, star realms, ascended masters, archangelic realms, that were really bringing their tools and teachings into humanity, and then connect with others who were in sync with that. And then started a couple of endeavors, most recently the Angel News Network with Jeff Fasano, who's a trans channel for a lot of frequencies as well, and Joe Anastasi, who's also begun channeling. And it's like all of us are now channeling, sort of way showing the way for everyone being able to do this, all of us to become telepathic, all of us to be connected multidimensionally with these frequencies.
Mm-hmm.
So as we've been doing this, we've been putting together programs. Right now we have our Life Mastery program going. We have a program called Divine Discussions where Jeff and I go into trance and these entities, these frequencies, teach whatever they're going to teach. And then the most important part of it is they open up to Q&A. And through the questions and answers, there's a real integration of learning. And we've written a plethora of books in our Angel News Network library. And this handbook that I've recently done is just one of the newest ones. But they're all just filled, as your book is, as the work that you're doing with all of this wonderful synchronistic consciousness that's here to affect this shift and this change and really explain it.
Exactly.
One of the things I'm explain it, right?
Yeah.
I'm putting together a production company because that's my background, film production, and really beginning to put together stage plays, films, motion films, television series that really bring this information out in an en masse, easy way to access. So that's pretty much it in a nutshell.
Don't forget to call me. I sing and act.
Absolutely. And in on that, to respond to that for just a second, there's a real reason we are all connecting.
Absolutely.
I mean, we are building an amazing soul family, girl. You know it.
I know. Oh, yeah. Oh, I feel it. Yes, indeed.
Yeah, I have to say, all the guys in what we're doing so resonate with you. You know that.
Yes. You know. Oh, yeah, it's wonderful. It is wonderful. So now, when you channel, what is the main message that's coming through from your channeled work? Because
well,
I think
it depends
that's important
on the frequency.
That we hear what that...
It just depends on the frequency. They all are assisting us to raise our vibrations to move into this final golden age, which is the destiny of this planet and humanity. So they all have that in-game destination. Some of them really work on personal processes, the relationship with self. Some of them, so that's process and transformation of the individual. Some of them do it through information. They want to explain to you what's happening and why and where it's coming from and where it's going. So it really depends on the sort of priority and of the specific band of consciousness that you're going to connect with. And they'll make it pretty obvious what it is they want to do.
Yeah, I know my guides are very clear.
I'm
here, and I just go with it.
They just let you stay on it. It lets you do. So I've done, like recently, four books. The first one called Coming Home, Lemuria, an Ascension Adventure Story. That's where this group I'm a part of now, we were selected as proxies from the inner earth frequencies and the archangelic frequencies to go to Mount Shasta, California, to connect with this vortex of Mount Shasta, which a lot of the crystal grid and cosmic energy comes in from, and then it networks and speds out. And that book is the one that we've most recently adapted into a screenplay and going into a stage play.
Wow.
And then they asked me to put a lot of teaching together into poetry. So then I downloaded all of these blueprints for where we're going in a prose and poetry format. Then I did a book called, that book was called Sacred Poetry and Mystical Messages. Then I did another book quickly called Manpower, God Power, which there's a lot of teaching from like 10 different frequencies in there, explaining how America got started, what its mission was, what stayed in the way of the mission, where it's going to go, for instance.
You know what? Let's back up then. Okay, so where are we going? I want to cover that. And really, what was America's goal, and how do we tweak and correct where America's going? Because...
Well, that's a wonderful story. The entity that really likes to speak about that is the Ascended Master Saint Germain, who led the forefathers of this particular country called America, USA. All of these incredible founding father papers really came from the inspiration, of these ascended masters. And it began long ago on the continent of what is America with Lemuria. And so we're sort of now reviewing what these papers really were, what stood in the way of those papers not being fully activated, which they haven't been, and what will activate him. And so that a country like America can be what they call a heartline wayshore for the rest of the planet to move into this final golden age of weak consciousness of oneness, because the planet herself has gone into the ascension process of returning to a body of light. When you look up into the night sky and you see all those stars, they all went through an evolutionary process, not unlike the one we're going through. So as the planet makes this transition of returning to a body of light, then everything upon it within her body has to do that as well, or you can't stay here. Mm-hmm. So we're moving, as you know, from this dense carbon-based format to a lighter crystalline format. And that's what's going in our bodies and our emotions.
I feel it every day.
Right now. Yeah. And it ain't always comfortable.
Oh, my goodness. I pulse and vibrate every day. Yeah.
It can be. I mean, there's some days I can't walk.
It's like download. Oh, my God. Okay. Where am I? Yo. Yeah. And, I mean, they'll come in, sit still. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Yeah. It's pretty funny.
So you try to get a lot of information when you have these physical or emotional or mental symptoms, you know, how to help alleviate them and to better understand them so that people don't get frightened or want to say, oh, my God, I'm developing Parkinson's disease or whatever they want to.
Exactly. Hence the book, You're Not Crazy, You're Awakening, right? Because you're not crazy.
Amen.
It's a part of the process. And to embrace it with grace and ease. And, yeah, I actually enjoy it. I'm like, oh, cool, you're doing some more. Okay.
Yeah, it really helps, you know, not to, you know, to take ownership of the disease aspect of it and really understand that it's a process.
Exactly.
That really, really helps a lot. And, you know, what you're doing and what we're doing and many, many, many others is we're just giving people information and tools to get through it with as much grace and ease as possible.
Yep. Okay, back to Saint Germain.
Mm-hmm.
So these papers weren't activated. The earth is shifting, as we all know.
Mm-hmm.
What's next? How do we get these things activated? What can America do? What can the people here do to help the process? What do we need to do to move this so that more people awaken and make the shift?
Well, it's individuated with each soul plan, as you know. So
yes.
The process of inside out. So what the Ascended Masters and Archangels like Michael particularly are really doing is giving us tools to help process the individual so the individual can heal the narcissistic me and the mental, emotional, and physical body, move into the healed we consciousness. And through that, you will create communities of equality, harmony, and balance, which we don't have on the planet yet. And then from that, you shift and change the world. So it starts with the individuated soul plan. Okay, it ratchets out into the communities of equality, harmony, and balance, which is the basis of the founding father papers of this country. A colleague that I'm working with now is in the process of channeling the forefathers and really explaining, you know, where they got the information, how they put it in, what the obstacles were at the time of the founding of this country.
Fascinating.
Yes, it's all fascinating, so it's all coming up for review. But it is to lead to this final golden age. We've had six previous. This will be the seventh to move into the ascension process. The planet goes through 26,000-year cycles.
Mm-hmm.
Within the 26,000-year cycles or 2,000-year cycles, just stop and think about what happened 2,000 years ago when the Christ consciousness came in again so strongly. And I'm saying that out of a non-religious context. So final 2,000-year cycle before we make the transition for this particular planet. People thought it was 2012, and a lot of people got very disappointed. That was really the beginning of the final 2,000-year cycle. Now, that doesn't mean that some individuals won't do it faster than that. It'll depend on the fragments and their individuated soul plan.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, I know. And you know some of my background with my light body already moving into me and actually now into an integration of my essential future self is now integrating into me. So it's quite interesting to feel and see that.
And that's happening with a lot of people. We have the crystallines, we have the indigos, we have the rainbows that have come here with the reconfigured of their with their spiritual DNA, what we've called junk DNA, which has allowed the activations of chakras 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. So the 12 activated chakras that we're experiencing now represent the 12 star systems that seeded this planet. Because most planets are seeded by one star system influence, so we have a diversity that's created a lot of duality and separation and confrontation, but we've gotten far from as source as we can in order to come back to never lose it again.
And that was never the intention. The 12 seeding, you know, Earth was the melting pot. And so, unfortunately, somewhere along the way, lots of confusion.
And you see it in our races, and you see it in our religions, and you see it in our cultural differences, that we would have all of this diversity to go through all the separation duality that we've gone through in order to heal that. And the purpose of that is so that humanity will become the master teachers of the universe and multiverse. That's what we all signed on to, whether we're aware
of
it or not.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, isn't it?
It really is. I'm so excited because every day I get glimpses of different things and it's like, wow, this is just too cool. Thank you.
Yeah, we signed on to a big deal, and it helps, even if you don't believe it or totally understand it, to just hear the concept. Wow, a lot of things I've gone through. And then the missing link for a lot of people also is incarnational cycle. You know, those who believe this is all that there is are missing the whole concept of gaining wisdom, not just knowledge, from multi, you know, lifetimes to be able to have them power packed at this particular time. And we've all been preparing for this moment.
Absolutely. Let's get into Happiness Handbook. What's your inspiration?
Well, as I said, I start off with a narrative. Then they took me into poetry, and then they took me into this volume of teaching from like 12 different entities in Manpower, God Power. And then they came to me. It was almost over a weekend. They came to me and said, now we want to just send you simple phrases that any one of the phrases can activate this ascension process. I said, okay. And so I sort of started getting them and taking them down. And I'm not the only one that's done this. I just want to go on record with this. A lot of people have received this stuff before or simultaneous to me or will after me. Now, these exact words may or may not exist somewhere, but the intentions and the teachings of them have been on this planet for eons and certainly exist in a lot of different formats. So I said this in trying to explain what these phrases were. In the book, I said, each phrase in this handbook contains an energetic download or upload to assist you in moving into the happiness of the present. Breathe deeply after reading each phrase to allow it to integrate. Each phrase is a separate teaching that joins in community with all the others. You can read them randomly or straight through. Together, all the phrases complete a comprehensive blueprint template for happiness in the present. Open to a page now and see what the multiverse wishes to teach you or remind you of in the present. There's no right or wrong way to access the present within each phrase. So it's sort of like, you know, I don't expect anyone to go through almost all these 800 phrases. But it's
no, but please pick a few.
Well,
your favorites, if you have.
Let's see. Well, I don't have a favorite because I've never done that. So I'm just going to say, okay, what is this program supposed to receive now in regard to these phrases? Okay, here we go. All right. There's two phrases to each page, and here's one of the two phrases on a page. It's actually page 147. Let's see, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 147 adds up to 12. So I just always pay up to synchronicity. And we're talking about the 12 star systems that see the planet. So here we are, working with 12. When we move into the present, we can feel the interconnectivity of everything. Let us attempt to remove ourselves from the concept of time as often as possible. Live in the present and see how different our lives can be. And that's one. Now, the one above that on the same page, present releases us from trying to figure things out and allows us to see if life and to see life as an organic grace and ease process. So that's sort of the tonality and the energetic feeling of them.
Mm-hmm. Lovely. Yeah.
Yeah. They're really, really simple. And then on the back of the book, I try to, because I'm trying to explain what these things are, and then I give a how-to. You know, let me go through that, which can help people sort of. Because I said, all right, well, how are you supposed to use these things? And I said, with an open heart, recite the following mantra. I live, move, breathe, and have my being within the invincible strength and power of the mighty presence within me. Two, specifically or randomly select a phrase and read it aloud or silently with an open heart. Three, in order to allow the phrase to integrate into your being, take a deep breath and on the exhale, drop your jaw and release the sound ah. The sound ah connects us with the same frequency vibration in which presence and happiness lives. And then the fourth instruction was, know within your true sense of self that what you have received in this present moment is exactly what you need in order to be free and happy. So those are the instructions that they give of how to actually use these.
Lovely. And where, of course, can we find that book?
You can get the book on Amazon. You can get the book in New Leaf. You can get the book on the website. It's available in ebook. It's available in paperback.
Lovely. And so now there are how many? 750 phrases, you said?
Yeah, a little more than that. Yeah, yeah.
Wow. And all of this came through channeling?
Mm-hmm.
And how long did it take?
A weekend.
Wow. Wow. That's pretty impressive.
It was a busy Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
I bet. That's a lot of writing. Oh,
and
my.
They had me handwrite it. So here's it. I'll tell this little story. So after all, I got it all handwritten, right? I said, well, what order are they supposed to be in? And there was a silence for a while, and I went, oh, God, what am I going to do with these things? And then this little voice came in and said, hand them to someone who has a computer software randomization program and send them, type them out, what you've handwritten, send them in the order that you received them to this randomization software and have that put them in the order they're supposed to be in. So I sent them to a colleague who had this sophisticated piece of randomization hardware, and in like 2 hours, he emailed the whole thing back to me, and there was the book.
Oh, how lovely.
And then they were, and as I went through it, I said, oh, they're perfect.
Of course. But we do that, right? Okay, go to page 33. What's the top one on page 33, please?
The top one on, or did you just do that randomly?
Yes.
Okay, hold on. Let's see what it says. Why don't you read it?
No, I don't have it.
Okay, I'll just go to page 33, the top one on it. Okay. Presence lets us know that the choices we make require presence. Without presence, there is no choice. And then under that one there is, through presence, the mental and emotional body energies run out.
So explain to everyone, what is presence?
Okay. On the back of the book, it says, there is an eternal force within each of us called presence. A gift from the gods, if you will, that can ensure our happiness. Much of our unhappiness is a result of not fully knowing who we are and why we are here. Understanding our purpose in being here and expressing this creates great happiness. Presence is a frequency of consciousness that knows all about you and has always been with you and knows exactly what you need in order to be happy, but it's up to us to choose it or not. What you choose at present, to be happy or not. While happiness may be stimulated from the outside, it is really a natural process which moves from the inside out that cannot be learned or taught, but the fulfillment of happiness can be achieved, and that is the purpose of this book. So it's a frequency of consciousness, and you know, it really doesn't even matter if you call it presence. They go on to say in some other things I've written in the intro, you know, if that you don't like that, call it something else.
So, okay, you also have the statement, present is the present. And so are we talking about being in the here and now moment, that there is no other time but the present?
Well, you
is that
know,
the present?
you know in your own teaching that in the 3D that humanity is residing in at the moment, that we are ascending and transcending out of, that there is no time.
Correct.
There is only present. Okay, now, present moment, whatever you want to call it. So what we're learning to do and what some of these phrases reveal is how being in the past or being in the future was at one time the present, and how staying stuck in the past and stuck in the future, how many problems that prevents for us. And there are a lot of phrases in the book that go on to address that, you know, how we worry about what we did in the present and the past, or what is going to happen in the future, and so instead of surrendering to not knowing and just being in the now.
Exactly, because if you are vibrating in a positive way in the now, if you're thinking positively, you're creating positive things in the now, then you pretty much know that the future will take care of itself because you've pre-paved it.
The cuckoo clock just agrees.
Thank you.
Another little part of this before I actually got into phrases, I say, no matter where we are at present, I think we would all agree that our personal lives and the world as a whole are going through an extraordinary change. It appears that the old way of doing things just does not work anymore and that we are in the process of creating something new, but we don't quite know what that is going to be or what it's going to look like yet. We are in process. Maybe the thing that is missing is our doing versus our being. The phrases in this book are pathways to assist you in creating and finding both the new you and the new world, and to keep you, and to help keep you, to help you recognize that this process will be one of moving from the inside out, not the outside in. The process of learning how to be present, moving from the inside out.
And that's where your happiness is, on the inside.
And we think it's something we have to do, you know. I've had the pleasure of and the privilege to travel throughout the world, in some what we would call very primitive parts of the body and one of the planet. And one of the things that always amazed me was the level of happiness in what we would call very simple primitive cultures. The smiles, the beauty, the, you know, and they may not even have a place to go to what we call the bathroom, you know.
And yet they're happy. There's a movie on Netflix called Happy. It's a lovely movie. And they travel all around the world, showing different people, different communities, and how they're pursuing happiness. It's beautiful. You people actually pursue it. You know, here in America, we're so busy working. We're so busy competing with each other and trying to have more things that we forget that the simplistic concepts and things of life are really what matter. How do we get back to that?
That pursuit is the doing rather than the being.
Correct.
And what these other cultures I'm referring to, they're just in a state of beingness. They're not trying to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I went on to say, when I was trying to explain who I was in doing this, I say, my entire life has been one attempt to be happy and to live in the present. But the past and the future ruled most of my life until I finally woke up and realized how to better set myself free from the monsters within myself and humanity, the fear, the doubt, and the ignorance that I experienced through not being present. Few of us on this planet maintain and sustain a constant state of presence, but more and more of us are waking up and releasing ourselves through the innate gift of being present, which allows happiness.
Exactly. You know, that's such an important statement because think about it. We go into fear when we think too much about the future because isn't fear thinking about the unknown? And so if you stop thinking so much about the future, then you're going to limit some of the fear based on not knowing what the future holds for you. And if you focus on the present, you'll find much more joy.
Yeah, all that releases. I mean, I love that they call it the monsters of humanity, fear, doubt, and ignorance.
Mm.
Fear, doubt, and ignorance. And if we can look at the things that not only prevent us from being present, but create pain, and long-term pain is suffering or suffering in our life, it's fear, doubt, and ignorance. There's so little truth in the world today. So what we're learning is not to be ignorant, to know the truth, to know who we really are, to know why we're here, to know where we came from, to know where we're headed, which can eliminate the doubt and the fear.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Let's take a short break, and when we come back, I'd like to discuss where we are headed.
Affirmations for Living is about affirming a positive way of living because it's your birthright to live with passion and purpose and to prosper. You will learn how to connect your higher conscious mind as Reverend Dr. Advij takes you on an inner journey of self-discovery and higher awareness while utilizing a process that releases the negative emotions that have been keeping you bound to a life that is not in alignment with who you truly are as a spiritual being. Imagine that right now in this very moment, you can learn to create limitless opportunities. What do you want? Health, wealth, happiness? To find your soul purpose, we have the tools that will support the manifestation of your dreams and desires. From our affirmations and guided meditations to our webinars and transformational spiritual life coaching, the choice is yours. To learn more, visit us at affirmationsforliving.net. And don't forget to get the smartphone app Awakened today. It's free. Change your thinking. Change your life.
Hello, everyone. We are back. You are listening to Affirmations for Living with today's guest, Philip Collins. Okay, so let's get back to how do we eliminate some fear? So let's go into where we're going, and perhaps that will eliminate some fear for the listeners.
Yeah, and to know where we're going, it's good to know where we have been, and as we have been chatting about for the last 30 minutes, exactly where we are presently. But I'm picking up Manpower, God Power, and I'm looking at the back of it.
Okay.
And it says, the word humanity means God being man, Hugh, God, man, a T, being. The purpose in us being here is to remember and know this truth now. Not knowing and remembering that we are God experiencing itself has caused us a great deal of suffering in the past and still in the present. We've gotten our man and God power away. We have given our man and God power away to others, which has allowed them to control and separate us from our cosmic reality and truth. Now, as we approach the creation of our final golden age, the time has come for man power to become God power. Are you ready? The higher realm teachings and messages in Manpower, God Power are intended to assist us in our personal and collective processes of ascension, moving into a higher frequency of existence as a result of our reconnection from whence we came. So that is the answer to your question. We're going into this ascension process. We're going into this higher frequency of existence. And the reason for that is to be the master teachers and in service to all that there is.
Mm-hmm.
That what I mean, all that we've gone through on this particular planet, which has been a mighty undertaking, if you really even look at what the little bit of recorded history we have, and the greatest history of the planet hasn't even been revealed yet. People don't even believe that Lemurian, Atlantis, and all these other civilizations prior to that existed. So once all that data comes in, it's going to be a game changer, and we're on the way with that.
Wonderful.
But then the missing link is, well, why did we choose to go through all this? Because I just recently wrote an article about the contract the humanity signed to be the master teachers in the universe and why we signed on to that. So that, once we begin to understand that and then to know it through our heart, then we can more accept with grace and ease and forgive how we're choosing to learn to become this. Is the answer to your question.
Now, and there's another key point, because didn't you say we chose this? And so if...
Oh, sure.
If people could get that these experiences, whether you want to put a label of good or bad or, you know, awful or chaotic or whatever, these experiences, that's exactly what's causing your expansion,
mm-hmm.
right? It's how you're growing.
But we have something called freedom of choice and freedom of will. Now, there have been, and I don't want to get into the drama of this, but there have been other advanced civilizations that have mucked around with our genetic coding mm-hmm. and have dumbed down some of our DNA and some of our chakras. And then some of that was our own destiny through the abuse of the power and the wisdom that we were given. But the freedom of choice and freedom of will that we have cannot and will not and never has been and never will be manipulated by anything or anyone. So all this going forward is in the confines, if you will, of freedom of choice and freedom of will. So it is through our ownership of these are the choices that we have made, and we have chosen this. I'll just give you another example quickly. When you work with sexual abuse, which is a pretty tough topic, and a lot of feminine energy has experienced that on this particular planet, only through the ownership of how you've chosen to learn through something like that, or addiction or whatever, do we free ourselves from it. So, that's the self-empowerment, is the ownership. You're not here to be a victim. Not here to be a victim. That's not the case.
Exactly.
It's not. And so if you can understand that's how powerful we are, that our words and our thinking and our thoughts and our emotions create our reality all the time.
We're
heading. And we could talk about a lot of things that have happened that we know about, many that we don't, on the process to where we're headed. But we are being given from higher realms, at least this is the final 2,000-year cycle. For this particular planet to be in this frequency of 3D, which is pretty dumbed down.
Okay, so you said earlier there are some people, rainbows, and certain people who they're integrating, like myself, integrating, if you want to call it the future self, in, light bodies already moved in, future selves coming in. So what does that look like as far as this 2,000-year process? Because we're moving into it. Some people are moving into it now.
Okay, so the rainbows and the it really started with the indigos, and it went into the crystallines, and it went crystalline. And the indigos, when they first started coming in, had a really rough time because you come in as a young person, and in your DNA is a lot of wisdom that humanity doesn't have, but you have it. But you are not able to express that or know how to express it in the frequency you just incarnated into. So a lot of these kids were medicated or were considered bipolar or deficit disorder or whatever diagnosis they were given. And a lot of them went into addiction, or some of them even went into suicide. So then the rainbows have come along to sort of support them. And even they needed some more support. And the crystallines are now here. And it just because you have it downloaded in there doesn't mean you don't still have the support of being how to function within this denser frequency with that higher realm information. Mm-hmm. And so it can be pretty frustrating to be one of those individuals and not really know how to bring it in. It sort of moves from the wounded child to the magical child that knows, that has the information and knows what and how to do with it and how to get it, manifested. So they are absolutely helping. But those of us who are not are here to support them in that process, whether we're the parents of them or friends of them or aunts or uncles of them or whatever. And that's a really important responsibility.
Absolutely. Now, you said that we're moving into the seventh and final golden age. How do you know that?
I don't personally know it. I receive it from these higher realms.
Okay.
It's nothing that really comes from my mind. It's data that's really coming in from frequencies such as Archangel Gabriel, who's a real informer. I mean, Gabriel just loves to give you information. And then archangelic forces like Michael will take that information and put it into the personal process of moving to the mind, to the heart. And then Raphael will teach you how to heal the things that are preventing you from integrating that. And then Uriel will tell you, well, how does all that information integrate with all the elements on this particular planet? And so then if you have the privilege of really having all that information, which, you know, we in the Angelus Network do, then you take that and you put it into formats where people can understand it better.
Makes sense. And that's what the Angel News Network is all about. What is the common thread in all of your books?
The common thread is the destination, that where we are headed and why we are headed there and how we are heading there is the common thread. Because all of these higher realms, particularly the archangelic, are in service to humanity. And there, you know, there are lots of archangels, but the four major ones, Gabriel, Michael, Raphael, and Uriel, you know, really work with the intergalactic federation, with the star realms, and with the inner Earth frequencies to help us in the process of moving into this final destination of a higher frequency existence without the confines and the density of our mental, emotional, and physical bodies. And then we'll really go into full service to source. We're learning how to go do it now in world service. Then it's going to go into solar system service. Then it's going to go into galactic service. And then it's going to go into universal service. And then it's going to go into multiverse service. And then it will even expand after that, because the universe is endless in its expansion and creation. So they are just attempting to put something monumental and exquisite and awe-inspiring into perspective that we can understand. And a lot of it we cannot, and we don't have language to integrate it yet. I mean, a lot of stuff that I download, and I know some of the other channels I work with, I mean, it's just like, I go, huh? <You know>?
And how do you want me to explain this? Yeah. It's like, okay.
You want me to put this sacred geometric formula into concise American English? Wait a minute, Eric. We got to backtrack.
That's so funny. That's so funny. Okay, so now all of the founders of the Angel News Network channel, and you said Joel is learning. They presently do.
This is correct.
So do you teach that as well in a part of your programming or processes? Do you show people how to become channels?
Yes, because everyone is already, whether they know it or not, as you know. And you also teach and share, and God bless you for that. It's very, very important that if we're showing the way with something, that we're not saying that it's unique or special, that we just... I love this phrase, a master teacher never identifies herself, she simply recreates herself. I think that's very revealing, because you hear this word, master teacher this, master teacher that, you know. And a real indication, I think, whether someone is authentic and transparent is if you're really feeling that they're in the process of duplicating their self, sharing what it is that's come through them with you, so you can be that and expand it as well. And that's what we do.
Well, and as a master, isn't it the job to be of service and to share all of your wisdom and knowledge? That's why you have it, right?
Yes. I mean, the reason that the Ascended Masters, in this the book Sacred Poetry, page 211, it's a book, How to Create, because when I was connecting with this energy of particularly Saint Germain, I said, gosh, you guys were once human, you stormed around on the planet, you stomped the same earth we do now, and then you went through this remarkable process to become these ascended elevating beings who can literally manifest anything. How in the world do you do that? And in this poem, they gave me the entire formula for manifestation. And they have the freedom of choice and will to manifest anything they want or need as long as it has no intention to harm.
Can you read the poem?
Sure, hold on.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think it's, and I really encourage people to get a copy of it because it's all in there. And I think it's sort of fun how, okay, here we go. We ready? How to create. No form can come into creation without a thought as a picture. For every thought contains an idea that is the criteria of expression. Let's look at the process that brings access to creation. What is it you wish to create? Is it worthy of your time and energy? What is your reason to bring this into existence? Is it to satisfy an addiction or a comfort zone, or to get yourself arrested on the way home? Make sure what you wish to create has no motive or need to do harm to another, but has an intention of a loving brother. Write down your plan in your own words as clearly and consciously as you can. Then you have a starting plan. Know you have the ability to create. See it like a picture on a plate. The seeing and the power to create are the gifts of the God state within. Seeing and feeling within yourself allows you to lift creation off the shelf. The heart already knows, but the mind keeps remembering the mind. Creation is the ability to see the God within all the time. For God is the doer, the doing and the deed, and you through him can create and proceed with whatever you need. Read your written plan again and again at the beginning and end of each day. This way your creation is downloaded in your heart. That is the best part and start. Keep your intention to yourself. Hold its power inside you so only you know its true view. When you're ready, steady yourself and allow your inner vision to come through, consciously connecting to the law of making and the God within you to come fully through. Cast out all doubt and fear and know in your heart your creation is near. Have no set moments for results. Just know you and God are issuing the picturing of results. Allow yourself to be surprised and delighted and filled with gratitude when your multitude comes forth.
That's beautiful.
They nailed it, didn't they? And the thing I love about it is, you know, for someone who wants to go through the stanzas and the poem, they can pick out the actual formula for manifestation. And I've given it to some businessmen that are trying to put together some new endeavors and things.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, come on, guys, just do this. It'll work.
Exactly.
And someone wrote, this shit works.
Well, that's a good testimonial.
It's a bumper sticker, right?
That's so funny. I remember back in the 70s, I think there was a bumper sticker that said, eat more beans, America needs the gas.
Methane madness for all.
Oh, it's too funny. Too funny.
Oh, yeah. You know, and when we can laugh and we can mix the profanity with the profoundness of it, that's when we can integrate and learn. And I love to do that when I teach, you know, just, you know, you sometimes just have to pull back from this and say, are we really taking all this too seriously, folks? You know?
Exactly. Enjoy, because it is about the journey, you know, and the journey is enjoy it. Because
and the joy and the bliss is a real indicator that will move it forward. Am mm-hmm. I having fun? Am I having a good time with this? And there's a time when it gets too heavy just to pull back and go, wait a minute here, we need a giggle. You know, bring in the gas.
Very cool. So, Philip, we have about 10 minutes or so. What are some additional things you'd like to share as far as where we're going? You know, what's one thing that you think can make the biggest difference today on where we are on planet Earth?
To accept with compassion. Thus forgive, because you cannot forgive something if you don't understand what it is that you're accepting with compassion. So understand that formula. To accept with compassion and forgive how we have chosen to learn what it is we need to learn to manifest the contract of choosing to being human, to move out from the density that we are currently in into a higher state of existence, to be the master teachers of other solar systems, of other galaxies, of other universes, and to begin to embrace that's how magnificent you are, and that every single thing that's happening in your life is something that you chose to experience. There are no accidents. Before you came here, whether it was picking your family, even though you think they're the most dysfunctional people in the world, that maybe you've chosen to learn what is through what is not. And to accept and to receive and have the ability to receive all these wonderful teachers such as yourself, my dear.
Thank you.
And all the others of us who are connected to assist and just to imagine how chaotic and confusing and confounding it would all be if we didn't have the awareness and the consciousness and the tools that are readily available to us to change, to become consciousness, to affirm a better way of living by making another choice, which is the whole endeavor of what you're doing and what we're doing, and the magnificence and the synchronicity of how we just all connect. And as you intonated with earlier, this ain't the end of this. We're all connecting to really support one another and ask one another, what do you need? I'm here to love and support you. What do you need in this community, this soul family of equality, harmony, and balance that we're building together? Because we can't do it alone.
Alone.
We never could.
Yeah.
We can't. And to recognize that the higher realms are here to help us help ourselves.
And you can't get it wrong.
Yeah, there is no right or wrong, is there?
No.
You know, and to just know, to stand in front of that mirror naked and just look at yourself and know, no matter what you've been taught about yourself, that you're this magnificent being. And that we were born knowing that, but we were taught, oh, you're too fat, you're too thin, you're the wrong race, you're the wrong gender, you're the wrong religion, you're the wrong sexual preference.
I know, craziness. You know, every morning at the end of my prayer and meditation, I say, I am divine magnificence.
Doesn't that sound wonderful?
Yes, and feels wonderful.
Mm-hmm. And to know that there's how many are there? 6 or 9 billion? I never remember on the planet now.
Nine billion? Yeah.
Is there nine? Is it nine or six? I
never, so 7 billion, somewhere in there. A lot of people.
A lot of people. And just imagine, they're all here because they've been here before to experience what's going on now. And then I love this teaching that's in Manpower, God Power, about what is the impetus of America? And where is this all going? And what is our role in the world? And what's impeded it from happening? And how can we make sure it happens now? Mm-hmm. And we're all here, and immigrants in some way or another. We were either forced here on a slave ship or came over here looking for a better way of life or whatever, to now lead the world into this divine destiny.
How do we do it?
How do we do it?
Mm-hmm.
By accepting who we are, by accepting why we're here. By knowing it, not believing it, through all the truths that are coming to us once again from these higher realms. That's how. Once we have the who and the why down, the how, the when, the where, the what, will be built on the foundation of who you are and why you are here and knowing this truth.
Okay, so here's another word you're using, and it's so important that the audience hear this. You're not saying believe, you're saying know, and there's a difference. You have to know within your core who you are.
The mind believes, and a belief will shift and change.
Thank you.
The heart knows, and now in this evolutionary path, the mind, we're not eliminating it, is going back into service to the heart. We need the mind. We need the assertive masculine energy of the mind, but now we need the receptive feminine energy of the heart and to balance the two. So mm-hmm. The believing mind is going into service to the knowing heart, balancing the masculine and feminine energy, which is the reason for every duality, confrontation, and bias on this planet. the imbalance of the masculine and feminine energy is caused the prejudice and separation of duality and confrontation of everything on this planet.
Absolutely. Yeah, the masculine energy has ruled for the last 2,000 years, so it's time to make the shift into balance and harmony and unity and order.
Not to eliminate the masculine energy, to balance it.
To bring it into balance, yeah.
Exactly. Into equality, harmony, and balance.
Yeah. Wow, indeed. Remind everyone where they can get your books.
Yes, www.theangelnewsplural.com or on Amazon. And remember that Jeff Fasano, my partner, has beautiful books as well. And Jeff and Joel Anastasi, my partner, and our wonderful social media publicist in New York, and the cuckoo is agreeing. He's coming in on this closing. Omar Prince, our social media publicist, who just spreads this work with his wizardry and his technical ability. There's a beautiful technical people that I'd like to also recognize on your program that are making all of this possible and connecting
Indeed.
Us all.
Yes.
Thank you.
It's beautiful. Thank you, Philip. As always, it's such a pleasure just to talk with you. You know, we have to communicate off the air.
We will. It's always a pleasure. And good night, everyone. And we're one. Isn't that great?
Yes, indeed it is.
Good night, everybody.
Be blessed. Bye-bye. There you have it, everyone. What a wonderful, wonderful hour that was. And as always, Affirmations for Living is all about affirming a better way of living. It's about discovering your true, authentic self. And I'm here to assist you on your journey. So please visit my website today, affirmationsforliving.net, or download my app, Awaken, and tell your friends, because together we can be the change that we want to see in the world. Thank you. This is Dr. Advish. Namaste. You've been listening to Affirmations for Living with Advish. Join us again next week, Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time on the BBS Radio Network, and visit my Facebook page, download my app, Awakened, and visit my website, affirmationsforliving.net. And remember, be the change that you want to see. Until next time, this is Reverend Dr. Advish. Namaste.